Yeah, can I say something to you? And I know you don't be that interested in it, but another big thing that's happening in my life, okay, which is big. I think when you're a parent, things do stress mega time. My son was in a lot of trouble, and he got a prison sentence.
Yes, I think I
Okay, he's
remember.
up. He's only 18. He skipped the country. Okay, he left the country and didn't do his sentence.
Okay.
And he's now coming home on Saturday to actually do his sentence.
Wow.
So, and that's stressful. I find my whole body has gone into chaos again because if he left for us, our life was hell because there was nothing but guards and just at the door and just, oh, the house was just, there was a lot of stress. So my body seems to have gone back into that fear with him coming back, even though I love him to bits. He breaks my heart.
Is he going to be living with you? He's doing his
No,
prison sentence, right?
he's only coming home for the weekend,
Yep.
but he has to be in hiding for the weekend
Why is that?
because if he's not, he will be lifted by the guards and sent straight to prison.
Isn't he coming back to do his sentence anyway?
Yes, but he will not hand himself in the day he comes home. He's coming
Yeah, I
home on the
understand.
Saturday,
I understand.
and
So
he.
he's coming in and he's going to be a fugitive for 2 days, and then he's
Yes.
handing himself in.
Yes. And in those 2 days, he could go totally chaotic, which he has done before. So it's preparing. It's preparing for the worst.
So, Kathy, I want to ask you a couple of questions around this, if I may. Are you open to some
Yes.
coaching on this one?
I could have done the coaching 2 years ago. Go on. The letting go is huge there with me. My body's in fear again, and I identified it yesterday. It's pure fear,
Yeah. So, I wasn't sure. I didn't quite catch your answer to that question.
But I want some coaching on it.
Are you open to some coaching?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
Now,
great.
yes, yeah. Go on.
So, I want two questions here. One is, does it support you to have your son in the house for those 2 days?
No, no.
Okay, second question. Does it support him to be in the house for 2 days before he hands himself in?
No, no.
Great. So what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, why are you, but here's my question to you. I'm not having a go at you.
No,
I'm
madam, I don't
asking,
hear that.
great, I'm asking, I don't get it. If it doesn't support you and it doesn't support him, why are you doing this?
Because I don't know how not to do it.
So is
I
it?
don't know how not to. Now, he possibly will not stay with us.
Is it possible that for you, Kathy, that this is actually a really big opportunity
To do what?
to actually do something that supports you and your son, where you may have in the past done something that didn't support and just kind of gone along with it?
Yeah, okay. Tell me.
Yeah.
What could I, yeah.
Okay. Now, firstly, I want to throw some possibilities out there. I want to tell you what's coming up for me in terms of possibility, and it doesn't have to be totally relevant, but I'll throw it out there.
Okay.
If he's one perspective on it. He's a fugitive now, yes?
Yes,
He's a
has
fugitive.
been since May, yeah.
Okay, so a couple of possibilities here. He comes to the house, gets
Right.
pulled over for speeding or being drunk or jaywalking, and gets arrested. I suspect it's going to go a lot differently for him than if he hands himself in.
Absolutely,
Like,
absolutely.
enormously. Like, for him to come back and hand himself in instantly is a beautiful story.
Yeah,
It's
it is, yeah.
responsibility, the judge is going to be lenient, the whole deal. If he gets nabbed, him saying, "I was going to hand myself in on Monday," is going to be laughed at. Right, so that's from his point of view. From your point of view, what happens to somebody who harbors a fugitive?
I know, I know.
So, now, because I'm not his coach, right? I'm your coach.
Yeah.
And I know that our focus today, this is perfect, right? Because our focus today is you looking after yourself.
Yeah.
And taking care of yourself. And you've just told me that having this guy, and I guess risking your freedom, is not supporting you.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, what would it take? What would the action be that would support you and would support your son here? What's the tough action? What would that look like?
I suppose what I have suggested for him is that he don't that if he does come home, that he goes straight and hand himself up.
Have you done that?
I have suggested that to him.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So there's one action. What else?
He's not going to do that. I would not be able to hand him over. I know that myself. But if he did come and he... Also, I'm trying to treat him like an adult to one degree. Okay? I have contacted the solicitor and I've asked for advice in relation to himself.
Yep.
What the solicitor has asked me to do is contact him if he does come home, and he will contact the guards. My son doesn't want that to happen.
Oh, damn sure your son doesn't want... Okay. Understood.
He doesn't want the guards to know before he's ready to hand himself over.
So I understand that I heard what you just said about you trying to treat him as an adult to some degree.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Right? He's an adult, right? He's not a little boy.
Yeah.
He's an adult with equal rights to you.
Yes.
Okay. So that means you have equal rights to him.
Yeah.
Now, if this doesn't support you and it doesn't support him, and it's almost a good thing that he said no. So you've suggested he said no. So he's put you in a situation where you get to make a tough decision. If you were going to stand up for yourself and stand up for your son and stop going along with something you know is detrimental to both of you, what would that look like?
It would look like letting go totally. That's what it would look like, standing back and not worrying and not getting myself into a heap.
Okay, that's one choice. I get that as a valid choice. And what I suggest to you is that's the putting your head in the sand approach.
Which one? Standing back?
Standing back. That's saying, I'm going to allow this to happen when I know it's not right.
Okay, and I'm saying it in a different way. There's something else not sitting right here, and I'm not sure what it is. I'm trying to pinpoint it. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, and I'm trying to see what it looks like, and I'm confused. I'm confused. Okay, so maybe I am putting my head in the sand. I don't know.
Yeah, something's going on here, Kathy. Let me be more direct, because
okay.
We've also got a time issue as well, and I want to.
Yes.
This is very...
I actually feel myself going into a cloud here.
Okay,
so,
got it.
So there's something happening here.
Something huge about you and your son, and something huge for you about self-care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into the psychology of it, because I'm not a psychologist, but you probably know more than me, but there's possibly some kind of identity you've got of yourself as a mother, and it might be time for you to let go of that. And to step into your identity as doing what is right. Now, what would stop you? No, I don't want to say that. What would it take?
Say it.
What would it? No, this is more powerful. What would it take for you to say no to your son?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. Let me put it a better way. What would it take for you to say no to something that's detrimental for your son and for you?
Yeah. And I'm confused as to what I have to say no to.
Yeah, I don't think you're confused at all. I don't think you want to do it.
You just think I don't want to do it.
I know a woman, a coach, whose brother is an alcoholic.
Yes.
And for years, she had to put up with hell. Her brother coming and taking a car and being with family get-togethers and all this stuff. And her story, her sorry story was, he's my brother and I love him, what can I do?
Yeah.
She finally
thought I'd been there too, yeah.
She finally did the kindest thing she can do. She said to him, "You are not welcome in my house while you're drinking.
Yeah.
And I have my car. You're not welcome in my house. You're not allowed at family gatherings. I love you. You're my brother. And that's a boundary I'm setting."
Yeah.
And you know what happened?
What? He got sober.
I think for periods of time.
Yeah.
I'd love to say it was, you know, big busy story and whatever. But I tell you what, one thing that happened is this woman got more powerful.
Yes, absolutely.
And and she wasn't a victim anymore. Now, I'm wondering what it would take for you. See, what I'm seeing, and I've got to be careful here, that I don't, because you're the only one...
You're not labeling me for one thing as a victim. Go on.
Pardon?
I heard that. Go on. No, I said you're not going to start labeling me as a victim for one thing. Go on.
Well, might be something for you to look at. Something to look at, because you've told me that you're going along with something that doesn't support you and doesn't support him. So there's something to look at.
It really, really frightens me.
So what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid that it's just what you said there. I mean, if he hands himself over, that is so powerful. You know, that in itself, and it takes so much courage to do what he's doing. You know, and I support him in that. My husband doesn't support him in that. My husband is in the very stage where he does. I support him in coming home and doing his time. Get it finished with him out of the road, then he can start his life.
Fantastic.
Okay, that's the way I see it. Very clear, okay? What frightens me is that he will come home and that the guards will not let him off with this, you know. And just once they find out that he's here...
It's out of his hands.
Yeah.
They determine... when he goes into jail. You see, there's no court case.
But Kathy, why are you going to go along with supporting it? Because you're supporting it right now. You're an accomplice.
Because he says that he won't go in, and there's nothing, I can't force him. I can talk to him.
But I can't force him. Do you see how you're supporting him and aiding and abetting him in this decision?
No, and I'd like you to tell me. I don't see that.
You're providing him with accommodation.
Okay, so I can say to him that he can come home, but not to stay here.
You don't even have to say to him he can come home. All you have to do, all you can control is your environment. So let's do a really quick role play.
Yeah.
Really, really quick. And if we need to, we'll set up another call to talk about this. I'm not going to charge you for it. I just want to complete on it. So what's his name?
Simon.
Simon. Simon, I want to tell you something I've thought a lot about.
Right.
So you're going to be Simon.
You're asking me? Am I Simon?
You're Simon.
What?
Yeah. So what it is I thought about your decision to come home and spend a couple of days and hand yourself in. The first thing I want to tell you is I really acknowledge you for the decision to come home and do your time. I'm so proud of you. It makes my heart overflow. I'm so proud of you to come home and do the responsible thing, take it on the chin like a man, and then get on with your life. Thank you. Secondly, you can't stay here if you're going to do that. I don't support you coming back for 2 days. I support you going straight to the authorities because I know that's what's best for you and it's what's best for me. So you can't stay here. I will come and pick you up. I will drive you to the station and I'll be with you. I'll do whatever it takes to support you. And I'm not going to support you in spending 2 days before going to the police because something could happen to me. I'll be committing a crime and they could catch you before you get to hand yourself in. And it's going to be a lot worse for you.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say to that, Simon?
So you don't really support me at all. You don't even tend to support me.
Thanks for saying that. You know, I didn't realize you felt like that, or I'm sorry you do feel like that. I love you, and I do want to support you, and this is the best way that I know how to support you. And Simon, this is really hard for me to say.
Well, I'm not handing myself in. I'll find somewhere else. I'm not handing myself in until Monday. I'm coming home Saturday and I'll find somewhere else.
Well, you're an adult now, and it's your decision, and I respect your decision, whatever it is.
Hmm.
I really do.
Okay.
It's what you're going to do. I can't live your life. If you ever want advice or you want to talk to me or whatever, I'm here. But and you can't stay here while you're a fugitive.
Hmm.
And I love you heaps.
Hmm. So my decision is that I'm going to go and find other accommodation.
Got it.
To do what I have to do. Yeah.
Got it. Now, Kathy,
yep.
Can you see the power in that conversation?
I can. I was blocking it out quite a bit.
Okay.
But
yeah.
But I can see it.
You know what?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he does go and get other accommodation. That's him choosing. He gets to choose.
Yes.
He can't. You can't make him do anything, but you can control your life. And
yes.
You can control your decisions and your integrity. Now, I'm not going to tell you that that's the right thing to do, what I just did in the role play. What I'm going to suggest
to you...
Okay,
it sounded powerful. No, it sounded very powerful.
Thank you. I'm going to suggest to you that you know what the right thing is to do. And I get that this, you know, no one should have to be put in a situation that you've been put in, and yet this is what you've been given.
Yeah.
So, here's the message I want to leave you with. It takes a lot of guts to live your life.
Thank you. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I tell you, I'm
absolutely brilliant.
I'm awed because I've said that to clients before, but it's nothing as powerful an opportunity as what you've got here.
Yeah.
To say to your son, your own son, you cannot stay here because I love you.
Yeah.
That's enormous.